Well, the UN says homes belonging to Myanmar's Muslims have been targeted with brutal efficiency in a new wave of deadly violence there. The special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Myanmar says Buddhist extremists have used media propaganda to create tension and hatred toward Muslims. Vijay Nambiar says he saw mosques burned down and burned bodies left in the streets during his recent visit to the country. The latest round of ethnic violence began on March the 20th in the city of Maktila. The government had imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew to three more towns as unrest spreads to the Bago region, 150 kilometers north of the main city of Yangon. Still, attacks were reported on Wednesday in the Natalin township, where a rampaging mob set fire to a mosque and a number of homes. Rights groups and international bodies accuse Myanmar's Buddhists of systematic attacks and Muslims, particularly the Rohingyas. Well, to give us more insight on that, we're now joined by Mr. Mohsen Saleh, joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Saleh is a professor of the Lebanese University. Sir, welcome to the program. It seems that the violence against Muslims in Myanmar is not just limited to the western region of Rakhine, but is also spreading to other areas as well. Why has there been so much silence and no action so far regarding the attacks against the minority Muslims?
Well, good morning. First of all, it shows that this systematic tragedy going on for about more than 2 years, and the international body, as you mentioned, the United Nations and its organizations, did not do anything for the people in Myanmar. I guess the Muslims have been exposed to all kinds of torture, cleansing, racial and religious cleansing, without any kind of international intervention, or at least meeting on the international level in the UN, in the Security Council, or in the General Assembly, in order to take a kind of decision to protect these people. I guess all the people there, whether the not only the Buddhists, and I guess some other people, probably they are really desiring to see such kind of tragedy for the Muslims, because this kind of Islamophobia extended to Myanmar and other places. I guess the West, when they go to other places in Africa and in the Atlantic and other places also as well, they try to protect any kind of people, tribes in Africa or other places. They don't move any kind of militarily or even in terms of media. They don't do anything for these people, poor people, and also minority in this region.
Professor Saleh, if the violence is systematic, then it's an obvious violation of a number of rights conventions that oppose racism and ethnic discrimination. What has to be done, in your views, to see the violence recede and rescind?
Well, of course, the United Nations has a great duty in order to put an end to this, and also the countries around the around Myanmar, especially Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India, and other countries, they have also a kind of task to intervene in order to put an end for these people. I guess it's probably about time for the United Nations, especially when this United Nations has been created in order to protect people and protect minorities and raise their voice to a kind of protection and take at least a kind of resolution in order to put an end and probably find a kind of forces to protect these people. They only go to places to protect occupation and protect probably the French occupation of Mali and also the Israeli occupation of Palestine, and they protect probably here and there. They go and invade places at a time when these people in Myanmar exposed to all kinds of torture and burning of their religious mosques and sacred places, and probably this kind of cleansing will go on, and this will allow for other probably examples in the world. Where is the United Nations and the what so-called free people in the West and other places?
Thank you very much, Professor Mohsen Saleh, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Thank you very much for contributing to the program, sir.
Thank you.